White, J.E. White, Emma. Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California, December 1, 1907. Elder and Mrs. J.E. White. Dear children, I thank the Lord that He has sustained me on this journey. I have done much important writing. On Sabbath a week ago, and again last Sabbath, I spoke in the church at San Diego. At both services, the house was crowded full. A week ago, I spoke from the 15th chapter of John, beginning with the words, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." Last Sabbath, I spoke on the 3rd chapter of Revelation. The whole congregation listened with intense interest. I am hoping and praying that I may understand my duty. It seems to me that I must remain in this section of the country until after Elder Haskell arrives, and then I may not be able to leave for some weeks to come. An important work has been begun in the vicinity of Riverside. The 3rd-year class of students at Loma Linda went over to Riverside a few weeks ago and did their first practical work in canvassing for Ministry of Healing. There were 8 in the class, and their object in visiting the homes of the people was more to become acquainted and to talk of the work at Loma Linda than it was to sell books for profit. However, in the course of their conversation, they would usually introduce Ministry of Healing, tell the story of the book, and then offer to sell it as a volume that contained the principles taught in the school at Loma Linda. In this way, about 70 copies of the book were placed in the homes of the people in a little over 1 week, and the students made many, many friends for the work at Loma Linda. Wherever they went, they sought to leave a good impression. We believe they did a good work. They were wide awake and full of courage in the Lord, and seemed to have met with success. The 2nd-year class will undertake a similar work soon, while the 3rd-year class continue their studies at Loma Linda. Later on, it is hoped that some members of the 1st-year class can go out. Thus, each of the several students in the school will assist in working Riverside. I suppose you have seen that place. It is a grand city, and the managers of the Loma Linda School are seeking to gain a foothold there by introducing first the Ministry of Healing. Afterward, they will send out students with Christ's object lessons. They will earnestly endeavor to handle these books wisely. A similar work is to be carried on in the places besides Riverside. We are all praying that the Lord may abundantly bless these first working forces going out from the school. It means much to our Loma Linda Training School and Sanitarium, not only with regard to the good impression that they hope to make on the minds of the people, but in a financial way as well. Many new students have come in, and considerable money will be needed to care for them all, and at the same time, keep up the other running expenses of the school and sanitarium. At Loma Linda, there are now over 100 under training for medical missionary work. Oh, how anxious I am to have a small press in operation at Loma Linda, so as to print the discourses that shall be given in the surrounding cities. I have mentioned the matter to Brother Henry W. Kellogg, for he has a special interest in this line of work. We need a small press for printing notices and for bringing out in printed form, for use in surrounding cities, discourses that will be given from time to time. Now is our time to work. We expect to connect with the Women's Christian Temperance Union in some lines of service. I cannot feel free to return to St. Helena until I see the work fully in running order. The Lord has given light that these cities in the San Bernardino Valley should be worked. The time has come to do this work, and we are to have wise managing forces to carry the work forward intelligently. We have been at Paradise Valley Sanitarium for over a week. There are but few patients here. We expect to have more when we are really in running order. We shall remain here until we see of the salvation of God in this institution. If we take God at His word, we shall see of His salvation. We must receive His light and blessing, that we may have something to impart. My children, there never was a time when we needed more to encourage faith than at the present time. For there are perplexities on the right hand and on the left. We have just had a council meeting with Brother and Sister Wessels and Brother and Sister Cummings. Brother Wessels is manager of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, and Dr. Cummings is our new physician. His wife will act as matron. These souls, we sincerely hope, will walk humbly before God. If they put their trust in the Lord and walk in His counsel, they will be strengthened and greatly blessed. Satan is watching every opportunity to tempt and worry souls until their courage is gone. But the Lord is a stronghold in time of trouble. We expected to leave this place tomorrow morning, Monday, but we see that we must have clearer and more distinct views of our future work before we go. W.C. White is trying to place the work on a better basis. Often the question is asked, "What shall I do?" It is the privilege of every soul who would be saved to talk with God in humility of heart, that he may receive grace to impart. Men and women may seek the Lord and commune with him, and then impart the blessings received in words of thanksgiving and praise. As we receive of the abundant grace of God, we may impart hope to other hearts. Thus, we are cooperating with the holy angels. We need the melting power of God that we may draw with Christ. I will now say, God bless and comfort you and all that comprise your family. In much love, your mother.